this is it, the closing moments of Culture Code and the Culture Code Initiative. Who are you? Where are you from?
Hello, I'm Lara Robinson, and I'm the Digital and Creative Economy Relationship Manager for the Arts Council in the North East.
A few people singing the Arts Council's praise at close of play today, obviously because I think everybody feels how much of a success this has been, not just inside the room here, but trying to collate some of the conversation coming in from the outside world. It's the, what are you doing? How are you doing it? We want this here. We want this here. How do we do that in our area? How do we do more cultural stuff like this? How did you get to these two different types of people in the same room talking in this way over a period of days, not just for a one-off kind of event? And I know that a lot of that is down to what the guys at Codeworks have done and formulating this. What was your feeling about the event in general? You've been here not just all night last night. If you can hold a conversation now, this would be great. But for all of the events.
I'm really, really proud of what's gone over the last couple of months. I can take a very, very, very small amount of reward for that. But it's been down mainly to key individuals within the NGCV group and their digital subgroup in particular. I mean, John Coburn, Casey, I could name a lot of names, but they have, and Mark, they've all been really brilliant at kind of realising the longer term potential of this and how we might, how this is a kind of, hopefully, like I've just said upstairs, the start of a conversation. Yeah. What was your question?
Why does it... sleep deprivation properly kicking in now. So, as the event on the whole, is it the start of a conversation? Has it done good? Is it for you to tell me now your honest opinion?
Yeah, I don't think it is for me to tell you. I think, you know, we provided some seed funding here.
The fact that you stayed all night last night, you must have been enjoying it.
Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it.
See, I'm grilling you now. I'm taking advantage. This is what they do to terrorists. Make them really tired, then make them tell the truth.
I can feel it. Yeah.
I can tell how buzzed up you are.
Totally.
I can tell how buzzed up you are. It, for me, it just felt really, really good and wholesome.
Genuine.
Yes. And because there wasn't ever this kind of money issue coming to anything, we're dealing purely here with culture. And how can that not be good?
I think a little bit deliberately as well, we've kind of stepped back. I mean, I'm saying now that we funded it, we haven't had this conversation before. You know, it shouldn't really matter who does this. I think as long as these two people who, and a lot of the time it was about not just two camps of people, but people who had a foot in both camps. And I think we have to be really, really mindful of that. About bringing them together in the Northeast, and I've heard this a few times, so I'm probably repeating what other people have said. We have really, really strong communities on both sides. We've got, you know, the Codeworks community, we've got in the south of the region, Digital City, and then we've got the NGCV group here, we've got learning groups, and it's, for me, the longer term thing is about maybe the arts and cultural sector and the museums going along to, say, Think and Drink, which Codeworks do, or Super Mondays, or one of the other kind of, I'm going to say, geek events, and the other way around. So, you know, some of the developers or coders coming along to some of our kind of learning focused events that Arts Council are doing, see how they can, so thinking about digital right from the beginning rather than as a tag on.
And that's one of the key takeaways I'm going to have, the fact that we were looking at data sets and then realizing that, wow, with just this little bit more data, we have a completely different project on our hands, something 10 times more powerful. And before, the whole data collection aspect in my mind was, oh, where are they going to store it? What are they going to do? It's been proved to me it's very easy to anonymize all this. And a lot of the people dealing with the data seem to really care about the people behind it as well.
Yeah. Can I be really cheeky? What's your highlight of this? What's it been? Because you've seen everything and you do a lot of these kind of things.
What's my highlight? In a way, it's been seeing the people who are the bridges between the two come out of the kind of corners, come out of the woodwork. Those artists that are geeky and those geeks that in some ways never realized how artistic they were, sitting down and thinking, wow, I feel like I've got a whole new role here. And this melding of two different camps, as you put it, exists in certain individuals. And these nodes, these people, we do need to kind of rein them in a little bit more, and we need to find the spaces where they're hanging out so that we can question them about what would be the best data and what would be the best way to show this data. And so all these questions that have came out of this. So for me, I've learned a hell of a lot about those bridges.
Good. I think I've had lots of highlights through this. I think one, which I probably wouldn't have come across had I not stayed here all night, is coming across Erin from Creative... Well, she's working with Creative Scotland, and they do hacks up there, Culture Hack Scotland. And kind of seeing how we might work together in the future. Maybe there's a battle of the battle of the hacks or something. I don't know.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, as long as the journalists don't get involved, because there is a journalistic theme there.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. You know what? What's the kind of long? How do you take this further without repeating it again? I think is quite.
Well, this is an incubator, and there's, I don't think there's anything, in my own personal humble opinion, I don't think there's going to be anything other than good grow out of this. Good collaborations, good use of data, good projects, doing good things, but on the whole, good people.
Yeah, that makes me smile.